Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105
Radio. Now, I first met Danny Nichols last year at the Cambridge Folk Festival. I'd also met Callahan. Both are Americana singers, and it should be no surprise that Danny has been supporting Callahan on her recent US tour. A UK tour, I should say. US on the brain. But this weekend, Danny strikes out on her own with a solo gig at the Stables in Milton Keynes. I spoke to her a little earlier in the week.
Yeah, no, summer was great. Pretty busy. Nashville in May, like a new record, and then sort of like go on into festival season. Got to play two brand new festivals that were amazing, Black Deer and Long Road, and a few zips and bobs in between. But yeah, it was a really good summer.
It's amazing, isn't it? The number of festivals just seems to grow and grow, and I mean, we don't really seem to be losing too many of them either. They just seem to multiply.
I know, it's sort of, I still marvel at it, really. But it's great. There's something for everyone. And like I say, these new ones are mixing Americana and country and all the roots music, and I think it's great.
I do feel that do you get a particular, I don't know, do people go because it's a local music festival, or do people, well, single out your type of music, for example, and say, oh, that's some Americana going on there, and they don't mind travelling that little extra distance?
I think when it's focused in on a genre like that, I think people will travel, and I've certainly met some people who do travel for it. And I think in those circumstances, you probably get a mixture of people traveling in and whoever lives in coming along as well. So the best of both worlds.
Yeah. How does an audience at a festival compare to a regular gig, if there is such a thing, in particular your tour with Callahan over the past few months? Do you, again, is there a particular type of audience that you think, does it change, in other words, between a festival goer and somebody who comes to a gig? Or are they just music lovers and, you know, it's the same crowd?
I don't know, like even on this tour with Callahan, several people have come up and said, oh, we saw you at Long Road, we saw you at Black Deer. And so, yeah, that's an evidence that there's crossover. But I think generally it's just people who love music.
Yeah, that's always good, isn't it, really? Technically it's the Callahan gig and you're providing the support, people are still actually going to see you a lot of the time.
That has happened. It does happen.
I'm sure it does. So on Saturday, of course, you're pretty much doing your own thing at the Stables in Milton Keynes. I must confess, despite it only just being down the road from us here, I've never been. Have you played there at all yourself?
I have. I actually grew up in Bedford, so fairly close to the Stables, and I would go a lot as a child to sing. It's really always been a place I dream about, doing a headline show in that main room. I've done a couple of shows in smaller stages too, and I guess it bumped me up to the big room, the auditorium. So it really is a dream.
Yeah, no, that's pretty good. And in terms of the sort of set that you perform, are you going to... Did you do the same as when we've been with Callahan, or do you sort of, well, presumably expanded, but what else are you going to do which is different?
I mean, I'm playing for triple the amount of time, and I also have 9 other musicians on the stage with me. So it's a big show. It's my headline show. So, you know, we'll be over an hour.
Yeah.
A mixture of across my releases and a lot of songs from forthcoming albums.
Yeah, because you've got, let me think, you've got an album which is recently out, if I'm trying to remember now.
My last album was a good few years ago now, actually. Very much a new one, which, like I said, put it this summer, and it'll be released spring 2019.
Okay, so being recorded. That's kind of what I meant, really. Recording and then for release next year, which presumably means you'll be back out on the road again then.
I sure will. Yeah, we're putting things together now for the next sort of, well, from spring onwards, following year. I'll be out there.
And the album, it's been, am I right in thinking it's actually been recorded in Tennessee?
Yeah, so this is the third studio album that I've made in Nashville, Tennessee. Have developed a bit of a love place and made some great friends with great spaces. So it's just been a natural thing that's happened. But this record was made with a brand new team, produced by Jordan Brooke Hamlin. She's created an incredible space in the woods just north of Nashville. And we holed up there for 3 weeks in May and made a new collection of songs.
Okay, well, that sounds a good way to spend a late spring. I hope very much that the gig at Milton Keynes Stables there goes well for you on Saturday. Thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
In the pouring rain, going opposite ways on Mockingbird Lane, I was searching for someone to save.
Cambridge 105 Radio.